I'm Bert Lakis. I'm the owner of Virtual Remote. And Virtual Remote is a company that believes that the phone will be the main interface to a lot of remote services in your local environment, as well as in the cloud, for example, your social networking APIs or your local media players. Those should be controlled and directed from your phone. Yeah, so Virtual Remote focuses on the .NET phone, so the Windows phone. And we have three kinds of applications now. Two applications that are really focused on controlling different services in your local Halo. The first one is a remote to control your media players, for example, a Windows Media Center or any other DVD software player on your laptop or your media center in your home. A second application is a PowerPoint application that you can use to direct your PowerPoint presentations in a meeting room, for example, on your laptop. And the third application is Twozaik, which is an application that brings the full Twitter experience to Windows Phone 7 and gives you features like uploading pictures and your location to Twitter. Yeah, so I'm bringing it to the market using the Windows Phone market, and I'm focusing on a small price and selling it at large volume. So the applications really focus on a broad user base. There will be like $2-3 for an application. I think that's the sweet pricing spot for mobile apps. Yeah, so I've had a lot of experience with .NET since the first version in 2002. Switching to the phone, I think Visual Studio and .NET in general really enables rapid application development. In one night, you can have a prototype ready, and in 1 week, you can have the full application if you're a bit of a good developer. Well, I think it's a new Twitter experience. If you're used to Twitter, sometimes you just want to zoom out and look on a page of tweets and see what's happening. You just look and glance at it. And the two new views, the histogram and the cloud view, really offer support to just look at the whole page of tweets and say, okay, this is important, I have to watch this now, and then look the rest in a normal list view later.